The latest county census data shows Michigan's child poverty rate remains at 19%, and groups that advocate for children and families say it's time to raise the state earned income tax credit. Michigan residents are grappling with inflation, high prices for food and gasoline, increased costs of childcare, and other basic needs. So Monique Stanton with the Michigan League for Public Policy says the census figures show now is an important time to put money into working families' hands. She notes nearly every aspect of children's lives improves when their parents are on better financial footing.
The amount of the tax credit that you get increases based on the number of children that you have, and it's also impacted by what your particular income is. In Michigan, we have a rate of only 6% of the federal credit. That's one of the lowest rates across the country, and we have an opportunity to substantially increase the rate.
Stanton says lawmakers are introducing increases of 20 to 30%. She notes children of color have higher poverty rates, roughly 2 to 3 times higher than for white children, and the EITC is one strategy to reduce child poverty rates equitably. Matt Gillard with the group Michigan's Children notes the state has long struggled with high poverty rates for families with children, even before the pandemic. He says because the money from the EITC often goes right back into the local economy, bipartisan groups of lawmakers and the business community are in support.
Putting this money back into the hands of working families dramatically improves their position and their situation and helps them meet the costs of raising children and helps benefit the lives of those children, but also helps local economies.
Studies have shown greater access to the EITC leads to lower rates of infant mortality, offsets some racial disparities in the tax system, and can even lead to greater earnings for children later in life. It has been shown to improve test scores, especially for boys, children under 12, Black and Latino children, and those with unmarried parents. I'm Lee Bolke reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.